Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Collusion is all I can venture to guess as to why, Cole, another Mosley has made their way onto the leaderboard for the wire-to-wire upset picks challenge. Another Mosley.
Oh, my gosh.
Leslie, sister of April.
Oh, my gosh.
Wife of Dave.
Oh, my gosh.
Mother of Gus.
We're reading the Old Testament here.
What's happening here?
Man.
What's happening? The Upset Picks Challenge standings are up. They're up on the Facebook page. I can't really talk and post at the same time. I'm not good enough to do that. Maybe Cole can help me out. They're not up on Twitter yet, but they are going to be here momentarily, Tolos. They are up on our Facebook page. But in case you were wondering, Dave Mosley is still in the lead. USC Justin still in second place. Those two are way out in front of Puppy Monkey Baby, Kane's Transplant. My wife Ashley is still in fifth place, and I am in real danger of falling off the board here in a couple weeks if I don't pick it up.
I'll tell you this. I don't know who the Cal Golden Bears coach is. I'm looking it up right now. It's Justin Wilcox. Whoever that guy is, we probably talked to him at ACC kickoff. He should be fired. I'm going to pull a Dewey here. I mean, are you kidding me? You jump up on Virginia Tech. I'm calling the Burns game Friday, Diesel, and I'm peeping over at my phone to see what the score of the Virginia Tech-Cal game is. Cal's up on them. They're whooping, you know what. They're taking them to the woodshed. Virginia Tech comes back. They go to, like, double overtime or something silly like that. And my Cal Golden Bears don't get it done. They're trash. Maybe the worst team in the ACC. Don't ever pick them again. I was this close once again to hitting my upset pick, and I'm just livid with Cal right now.
Well, there weren't a ton of upsets this week. So
good.
Sorry, Tolos. Not a ton of movement on the board. A few did hit, but not a lot.
Hey, them
hit.
Gamecocks came close, didn't they?
A ton of Tolos took the App State game, and they covered the spread but did not win the game.
Lost by three, right?
Lost by three.
I took them, by the way, to cover the spread.
Tough couple of circumstances in the game. No excuse there, but when you have to go to your backup, who was your week one starter, because your backup, who became your starter, stunk, hadn't thrown an interception all season long in the games that he had played, somehow throws two in the first half, and you got to go back to the gunslinger who was interception happy to start the season, who almost brings you back to a win, Cole. It's not a good day.
And you know what? Old Dominion's getting better. I mean, they played South Carolina really well last year. They had a decent little season. Maybe it's changed at the new Dominion. I mean, that old thing, I mean, that's kind of in the past. They're starting to play a little bit better football.
So, Tolos, go check it out. The Fan Upstate on Facebook, and now it is up on Twitter, so you go find the full and latest upset standings if you want to know where you are. And inevitably we have people say, hey, well, can you tell me where I am? We tell you to go find it, but if you need help, let us know, and we'll find you on the list.
By the way, Texter said, Bo, it's scat-a-boo, not scat-a-bo. I said Scatabo, Cam Scatabo. I think that's...
It should be Bo, because there's only one O. An oo who is a double O sound.
Who has said Cata...
You said Scatabo. You did say Scatabo and I think, in the Daily Wire.
Is it not Scatabo?
Apparently it's Scataboo. Bo says it's Boo. The texter's name is Bo. See, this is where we get confused here. Because his texter's name is Bo. Texter's name is Bo, I think.
We've had this controversy now for 3 weeks. My gosh.
It's not our fault he doesn't know how to say his own name.
I've been saying Scatabo.
Yeah.
And Scataboo, that doesn't sound right. I mean, can we get an official, let's see here. This is what the official YouTube says. I've said Scatabo. I don't think I've said Scataboo. And I'm going to continue to say it.
Does he have a player intro card for like?
That's what I'm looking up. Let's see what.
You are looking at.
Okay, that's not what I meant to click. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry. That was weird.
What sound?
I don't know what this. I was trying to find that. The player card, like the Scatabo pronunciation.
The pregame or early first drive introductions. The player's self-introductions.
That's what we're looking for. Drive me crazy because every time somebody says it on the show, we get a text about it. Oh, you've said Scatabo wrong. Scataboo, Scatabo. I'm fed up with this pronunciation of the guy who's now injured.
So just think the like Malibu rum, Scataboo.
It just think doesn't that sound way. Right.
It's not spelled that way.
No.
It's like the controversy over Leggett has finally gone away because everybody's now seeing Leggett.
I just can't bring myself to say Scataboo. I just can't. It just sounds weird. I don't know.
Speaking of boo, the Carolina Panthers, boo. Terrible performance, 40-9 home loss against a Buffalo Bills team that had lost two straight ball games. I didn't think the Carolina Panthers had a real shot to win this game. I thought they'd keep it fairly close.
Yeah.
I thought they'd make it a touchdown game. I thought losing Bryce Young would actually help. I thought, oh my God, the Red Rifle, he's a competent quarterback.
Yeah.
Now we're going to see something, right? Dowdle is going to be good. Hubbard is going to be good. The Red Rifle is going to throw for 275, and they're going to keep it close and maybe even have a chance to win the football game. But, man, what an absolute reality check for the Carolina Panthers. Dave Canales, hearing some audio here, Cole. Dave Canales, you know, complimentary as ever, not one to ruffle anybody's feathers. Here he is in the post-game press conference talking about that loss.
Credit to the Bills, what they did in the run game today. Unbelievable performance by them.
Yeah.
By James Cook.
You don't say.
Fantastic game. And made some big runs. You know, they consistently owned the line of scrimmage and made it challenging for us. We were not able to get our run game going today. Went to the pass game. That's where the turnovers happened. And pretty clear story right there. We made it really hard on ourselves against a good team. And, you know, made it a really challenging situation for us. So we'd love to see better execution of those things in those areas and be able to move on.
You don't say. James Cook picked up 216 yards rushing on you.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Pathetic. Pathetic defense tackling the running back.
I don't think it mattered if Bryce Young played quarterback, Andy Dalton played quarterback, Joe Theismann played quarterback on Sunday. That was horrific. And I mean horrific. Again, to your point, 19 carries for 216. The Panthers defense allowed James Cook to average 11.4. And now one of those was a 64-yarder. They broke off. But my gosh, from the very get-go, the Bills defense was really good on Sunday. Right before the game, I had a feeling that it was going to go bad for Carolina. I ended up taking them I took the Bills minus 8 or 7, something like that. And obviously that was a easy bet. But you go back to the line of scrimmage offensively, Carolina couldn't protect anybody. They couldn't get a run game established. The first drive, Andy Dalton gets thrown down for a 98-yard sack, it felt like. So it wasn't just the defense. It was the offensive line. They were horrible. But when you, to your point, when you allow James Cook to look like, you know, the second coming of Barry Sanders, it's not going to end well. He literally, when he touched the football, James Cook did what he wanted to do. And, oh, by the way, Josh Allen was really good as always.
I'm trying to see, did James Cook by himself, he almost outpaced the entire Carolina Panthers offense.
Yeah.
216? Yeah, 216 for James Cook. Carolina the entire offense managed 245. I mean, it's
bad.
That's really, really
It's almost
bad.
Like they came in focusing on Josh Allen and said, hey, we've got to not allow this guy to have a breakout game. He was efficient. He didn't have to do a whole lot, though, when you have James Cook right there. Allen was only 12 of 19 for 163 and a touchdown. So, again, he played good. He played really well. He just didn't – he wasn't asked to do a whole lot. He didn't make mistakes, didn't turn the ball over. I felt like in that game, Diesel, what Carolina held Buffalo right there to – the two field goals or something like that to start the game, and then Carolina kicked the field goal, so it's a close game, and I thought Carolina would be able to get that run game going after that big run in the first quarter with like 5 minutes to go. You know, they're down three, and then Dowdle breaks off a big run, and then after that, it was just not enough consistency for the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bills are really good, and what happened to the Bills the past 2 weeks, that was an anomaly, right? They should not... should not have lost to the Falcons and to the Patriots the way that they did. And those were close games. I mean, it was a 10-point loss on the road at Atlanta, a 3-point home loss against the Patriots, who are better than a lot of people expected them to be. They're not, you know, they're not elite or anything. Grayson Mann probably dressed head to toe for his flight today in all Patriots gear. That's what Patriots fans do. You don't have to ask somebody if they're a Patriots fan. They will show you. But Buffalo played like Buffalo, the Buffalo that we expected to see. And, you know, they clearly figured out their defense. They said it multiple times throughout that game. For Buffalo, they have been feast or famine on defense stopping the run. They either get the running back down on initial contact, or they give up a huge gain. Like, once that guy gets into the secondary, their linebackers have a hard time tackling running backs. That was not the case for the Carolina Panthers, and you just thought, like, maybe if they could break off a couple of big ones, they would put this team in a position to be successful and score some points regularly throughout that game and make it at least competitive. But that was not the case at all.
No, and I'll tell you this, we talked about it on Friday with the possibility of the Panthers getting the run game going against a pretty bad Buffalo run defense. You didn't do anything that looked like Rico Dowdle was the guy. I mean, you didn't look. I mean, what happened to this whole conversation of Rico Dowdle being the guy and Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah.
I mean, it was pathetic. 8 carries for 54 yards. Again, he broke off that 24 yarder in the first quarter, but after that 24 yarder, Rico Dowdle didn't do anything. And Chuba Hubbard, 12 carries for 34 yards. That's 2.8 on average.
That's the Chuba we know.
I mean, Diesel, it was just. I uh-huh. don't know, and I know numbers don't tell everything. But here's what I don't understand. You're going into the game playing the second to worst NFL defense and run game.
Mm-hmm.
And you muster 54 yards from your star back and 34 from Chuba Hubbard. That's pathetic. I know a lot of that probably goes on the offensive line as well, but man, they weren't good in the run game. And when you talk about James Cook and the day he had, and you don't balance it out with anything else, you're not setting yourself. The Panthers just did not set themselves up to win that game.
Yeah, it was a tall task to begin with. I thought again that the Bills would maybe stay down a little bit, and the Panthers had a chance, but. Twas not the case. And, you know, I remember talking about this on Friday. This could be a trajectory changer for the Carolina Panthers franchise.
Sure.
Well, guess what? That trajectory is not changed one bit.
Got to go young. In a bad way.
Yeah. It's go young, go young, go young. Keep on the path. Now, I don't know. I mean, Dan Morgan might have stayed on that path anyway. If he has enough discipline to do it and not let the owner, take you off of that pathway where you want to be investing in young players. But I don't think that's going to change now. I don't think that's going to change in the future for the Carolina Panthers. Just a tough day. 7 sacks. The pass rush for the Bills just couldn't give Andy Dalton any time. Though Andy would take his helmet off, his hair still looked perfect.
And Andy Dalton wasn't the issue, but he didn't help himself either. You go back to the very first quarter, and I've mentioned the first quarter a lot because I thought the first quarter was big just in terms of kind of figuring out how this football game was going to go. You held them 3-0 right there in that first quarter, and then they scored 16 in the second, 21 in the third, and it was pretty much, you know, game over. But Andy Dalton, like, you know, that one play where the pocket broke down, he rolled to the right, stepped up and took off and ran, and he actually gained like a yard or two, and he had a guy from behind him, a guy in front. He gets tackled from behind. The ball just like shoots up in the air out of a cannon. You know, the Bills recover. He didn't play great. And again, you're not expecting this guy to come in there and just light it up and look like Josh Allen. But the Carolina Panthers, I think the reality of it is, Diesel, even though we get caught up in what happens week to week, we get caught up in them winning 30-0 over the Atlanta Falcons and looking good this week and then looking bad. The reality is they're still not a very good football team.
No.
And the longer the Cowboys continue to show that their defense is the league's worst, like they did yesterday against the Broncos, you look back and think, okay, they beat the Cowboys. And it's like I said after that game, you take away the star and the name, they beat the worst defense maybe in the history of Dallas Cowboys football. So you're still looking to stack wins. Every win in the NFL is impressive because it's the NFL. It's hard to win. Just ask the Jets. They finally did yesterday. But they're not a great football team. They've still got some issues up front. I think the line of scrimmage is where they really got embarrassed yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta add some more youth and some more elite talent on the offensive line, some more pass rush help there as that. You know, a couple of veterans that they've gotten, some of them have been injured over the course of the season. They're going to continue to age, Cole. 4-4 on the season, though, still probably about where or maybe a little bit better than where we expected the Carolina Panthers to be at this point in the season. I mean, they were supposed to lose to the Bills. They were supposed to lose to, Jacksonville's better than we expected them to be this season. Didn't expect them to beat the Cowboys. Didn't expect them to beat the Falcons. So, look, it's not been the prettiest. They've won games that they shouldn't win, and they've lost games that they shouldn't have lost. Next week against the Packers on the road, that's going to be tough. Probably going to be another blowout loss for the Carolina Panthers. And then you get to get right against the Saints, who are just as down bad as you are, if not worse.
And we talked about that Friday as well. Like, you know, either way, a win or a loss is going to kind of carry you into your next few. So if they don't get the run game figured out, like we saw Rico have two, you know, record-setting kind of performances, and Panther fans thought that, oh boy, you know, we've got something here. Maybe this is something we can see consistently. But the reality is, and no disrespect to Rico Dowdle, he had two good weeks. Outside of those two good weeks, he hasn't been really impressive. Wasn't able to even get over 50 yards yesterday. So, yeah, he was great in those 2 weeks. Not saying it was fool's gold, Diesel, but you've got to get consistent run game. And Chuba Hubbard has not been consistent in Carolina. We know that. Rico Dowdle, I think we all believe that maybe he could be that guy, but he hasn't been consistent enough to – in the NFL, two great weeks. When you fast forward by, you know, fast forward 10 weeks down the line, nobody's going to remember those two great weeks you had back in September.
And the truth is, you probably weren't going to keep him around next year anyway. He was a one-year rental player. Speaking of consistency, Cole, Paramount Plus is consistent. Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And then one more NFL game tonight. By the way, how about the Packers last night? Did they look good or what? They're now 5-1-1 on the season. 35-25 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are now 4-3. It was a pretty good game last night on Sunday Night Football, but tonight, one more game to conclude Week 8 in the NFL. Commanders at Chiefs. The Commanders are 3-4. They're not a good football team right now. The Chiefs are 4-3, and they're the opposite. They're starting to pick up steam, and they look like a well-oiled Chiefs machine that we all have come to know, you know, over the past few years. And this one's in Kansas City tonight. Diesel, they're favored by 10.5. 10.5's a lot of points in the NFL. I would always be hesitant of taking 10.5, even if it is Kansas City. But we saw some blowouts yesterday, and we saw some blowouts in Week 8 altogether. Like that Vikings-Chargers game Thursday wasn't close. Falcons-Dolphins yesterday wasn't close. And by the way, Mike McDaniel getting the win. Patriots-Browns wasn't close. Bills-Panthers wasn't close. Bucks-Saints wasn't close. Cowboys-Broncos blowout. Titans-Colts blowout. So I think we saw the blowout weekend yesterday that we were kind of expecting and waiting for in the NFL, but boy, there were some blowouts yesterday. Maybe another one incoming tonight with Kansas City favored by 10.5 points.
Do you think people who put money on games like yourself are going to have to start getting used to larger and larger spreads in the NFL?
Well,
it's happening more often.
Yeah, it's just you still 10.5 points easily. It kind of makes you just. I guess it's going to take a while to start taking teams laying 10.5 points. That's a lot of points in the National Football League. But we saw this past weekend. It can happen. Teams can cover. I mean, the Chargers covered and dominated Thursday night, and it does happen. Diesel, let's talk a little Clemson football with Grayson, mantigernet.com. The Tigers were on a bye, but I want to ask Grayson how much Brian Kelly and James Franklin and Billy Napier being fired impacts Dabo Swinney, as well as get his thoughts on Clemson-Duke this weekend. Grayson, mantigernet.com next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's the best we've looked all day, Diesel.
I know. Where do we go? Let's put us back on the stage. Let's do that. Hey, there we go. We're back on there. We're looking good.
That's funny.
Texter thought that we were breaking up with them. This is funny, Cole. I've never seen this happen before, but a texter says, I just got a text that says I won't get texts from y'all anymore, and that's really sad. They had texted in earlier about Cam Scatab. I don't even know how to say his name. Is it Boo or Bo?
I'm going to keep saying Scatabo. That's just how I say it. I say, hey, everybody in America says Xavier Leggett.
Right.
That's not the right way to pronounce it either. So,
Did you know that Denzel Washington's real name is not pronounced Denzel? It's pronounced Denzel.
Thanks to TikTok. Yeah. I saw that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So
he said
there
his
we
real
go.
Name is Denzel.
That's not acceptable, though. If we're gonna get on, you know,
we can't pronounce names wrong around here. So we gotta text the show about it. Well, the texter said, while the end of the name looks blah 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 blah, I think our system saw the word end and thought that he was trying to opt out of text messages from the fan upstate.
That's
got
funny.
A little confused, texter. Don't worry.
That's
we're not breaking up with you, okay? We're not changing our number. We're not blocking you. It's not happening. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel. Cole, the Heisman conversation looks a heck of a lot different than it did at the beginning of the season, right? We were all looking at Cade Klubnik as a Heisman favorite. Well, he faltered.
Who?
We're all looking at Garrett Nussmeier as a Heisman favorite. Well, he faltered. Oh. He got taken out of the game against A&M, and then his replacement comes in and throws like a 25-yard strike.
No.
Carson Beck has faltered. Lenore Sellers has looked bad. Doesn't help that he has a god-awful offensive line. But the question now, Cole, is who should be the front runners for the Heisman Trophy? Are we completely writing Carson Beck out of that conversation? Are we completely writing Garrett Nussmeier out of that conversation? Those are both really good quarterbacks, but I don't know if they're doing enough to be invited to New York at this point.
No.
Because Fernando Mendoza is a monster. Ty Simpson is a monster. Julian Sayin is a monster. And there's one more name, Cole, that probably will not get a tremendous amount of looks when it comes to the Heisman Trophy candidacy.
Wait a minute. The kid from Western Carolina.
No, but maybe next year. Maybe next year. He's really good, by the way. That person is coming from a smaller school than Western Carolina, Trinidad Chambliss at Ole Miss. I'm telling you right now, Trinidad Chambliss, if the Heisman Trophy voters and the trust were doing their damn jobs, Trinidad Chambliss right now would be at the tippy top of a lot of Heisman voters' lists because that dude came from a Division II school. I'm talking, you're playing when the fans are out there on the in the stands and the players are out there on the field, that's bigger than the entire college.
How much did Lane Kiffin pay you today to say this?
Nothing.
Did Lane DM you on Twitter?
No. Nothing.
Are you sure?
Nothing. Not a single dime. But Trinidad Chambliss came in from a Division II school and is playing amazing
football.
No,
he is
football.
Playing really good,
has them ranked number 7 in the country, 1,800 passing yards. He's not the most prolific guy. Like he doesn't put it in the end zone a lot. He's only got 9 passing touchdowns on the season. But he takes really, really good care of the football, and he is deadly with his legs, Cole. Over 375 yards on the ground so far, and 5 rushing touchdowns. I think this guy deserves a look. When you compare him to Fernando Mendoza, who's got 1,900 yards, Ty Simpson, 1,900 yards, they're throwing a lot of touchdowns, both of those guys, as is Julian Sayin.
I was going to say Sayin's up there, too.
But they're not doing nearly as much with their legs as they are, as Trinidad Chambliss is. He is a just a freak of nature coming out of Division II school.
I'll say this, to go against him and that theory, which I do agree with you, he's had an exceptional year. Only problem with that is a lot of these Heisman voters, Diesel, and some of them locally that we have on the show are going to watch what Marcel Reed did Saturday night against LSU and think, holy crap, that guy's amazing.
What did he do? Marcel Reed, what was the stats? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea off the top of my head.
You know, because I want to do a little comparison.
I don't have the stats off the top of my head, but they scored 49 points.
Okay.
So he had a big game. He's had a great year. Diego Pavia is going to be up there,
and a lot
of people are going to be putting his name in the Heisman conversation as well. So, yeah, you have him?
Yeah, Marcel Reed threw for 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. He ran for 108 yards. Mm. And 2 touchdowns. Trinidad Chambliss, when he played that very same LSU defense, he threw for 314 yards.
Good.
So if you want to do side-by-side comparisons, passing yards, he smoked Marcel Reed. Smoked him against the same team.
I mean, again, I'm not arguing with you. I like it.
I think he deserves a lot of attention. And I don't know if the Heisman voters, if they, in their minds, kind of do this like, well, you got to show us one season that you're on our radars, and the next season after that, then we're willing to put you inside of our top. No, I don't give a rip about that. Give me the guy that just got here who, by all rights, shouldn't be here, shouldn't be playing at all, right? He was the backup. He shouldn't be playing at all and has come in and it has been flat-out amazing. Give me Trinidad Chambliss. Because I also I want to see that dude. I want to hear that dude's name said in the record books for decades.
I'm looking at his season stats. I think that what's going to hurt him is what he's doing through the air. I think that's what's going to hurt him, Diesel, when he comes to the Heisman conversation. 1,800 yards, which is good, but only 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. Mm-hmm. quarterback rating's pretty good.
But he's doing it with his legs a lot, too.
Yeah, he is. And I think you look at those rushing numbers that you talked about, 376, five touchdowns. That's impressive. But when you go head-to-head with Marcel Reed, Diesel, Marcel Reed, you're talking about 17 touchdowns compared to Trinidad's, what, four touchdowns? No, nine touchdowns. So almost doubled him. And I think that's where he's probably not going to get the respect. When you talk about being in New York, Marcel Reed's got almost double the amount of touchdowns that he has through the air. And I don't know about Ty Simpson's numbers off the top of my head, but
I've got him on the rundown. Ty Simpson has 1,900 passing yards, 18 touchdowns, one interception, a QBR of 171. He's incredible.
A lot of touchdown numbers through the year, I think, is going to ultimately hurt him.
Here's what's fascinating about that. If you want to just do apples to apples, Ty Simpson, 1,900 yards. Trinidad Chambliss, 1,864. Yeah. I mean, their numbers are less than 100 yards apart. And Trinidad Chambliss didn't start the season.
Yeah,
so
impressive.
He's had a shorter amount of time to come in and impress. I think he deserves a look.
Overreaction Monday, Tolos, is here. What that means is we need to hear your best sports overreactions. A lot of you Tolos were on fire right out of the gate, especially on the stream at 3 o'clock. So let's circle back. Your biggest overreaction from the sports weekend, college football, NFL, South Carolina Gamecocks, your reaction to what you heard with Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com, high school football, peewee, whatever it is, your best sports overreaction. Diesel and I will tell you what our overreactions are as well. Next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.